Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, cloudy skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, lower 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms and clearing skies overnight in the mid to upper 40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s. Tomorrow night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, upper 40s. And Friday, mostly cloudy, chance of storms, highs at 68. Right now, it's 55.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Wednesday. The Sunflower State has relaxed its guidelines on coronavirus testing so that residents who don't have a fever but who are showing other symptoms can be tested. Governor Laura Kelly announced the change yesterday as the state prison system saw the coronavirus spread to a third facility and the number of confirmed cases among staff and inmates topped 100. Kansas has among the lowest testing rates of any state, and officials say they struggle to find supplies. A Wichita police officer who fatally shot a man back in January of last year will not face charges. Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett announced yesterday the officer shot and killed Jeffrey Morris in self-defense. Morris was shot after officers surrounded his car to try and arrest him on outstanding warrants. Bennett said in his report that Morris backed up and hit a law enforcement vehicle, then drove forward toward an officer who fired because he thought he might be hit by the car. Mid-America Network News. Ag producers in Kansas have turned to the Mid-America Ag Network since the 1970s. They know for the information critical to ag production, they can find it right here. You know, there's a lot going on in this crazy world right now, but spring planting is one thing that will go on regardless. Join farm broadcaster Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network as we provide spring planting soil temperatures daily during the planting season. Brought to you by Abilene Machine and the Kansas Corn Growers Association.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected. Or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you're contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
Wichita police have identified a man who was found shot to death in a home before a standoff on Sunday. Officers found the body of 64-year-old Mark Howard when they went to a home in Wichita Sunday afternoon. Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson says the incident began when police received a shoplifting report. Officers responding to that call saw 22-year-old Jessica Sanders fire a shot into the ground and then walk into a home. Davidson says officers found Howard's body inside the house, but left because of safety concerns. After about 3 hours of negotiations, Sanders came out of the house and was arrested. The nation's largest railroad, Union Pacific, reported 2019 fourth quarter net income of $1.4 billion, or $2.02 per diluted share. The railroad has continued to see declines in all shipping areas over the past year. The current economic picture affects how the railroad will probably be more in focus when second quarter numbers come out. Mid-American
Community Healthcare System is here to care for you during uncertain times. Now offering telemedicine for their patients who prefer to connect with providers via phone, computer, or tablet. Call your Community Healthcare System clinic in Centralia, Corning, Frankfort, St. Mary's, Westmoreland, Holton, or Onega to find out if telemedicine could work for you or to make an appointment. Community Healthcare System is holding true to their mission to enrich the health and lives of the people that they serve. Thank you from Community Healthcare System for helping stop the spread of COVID-19 by staying home and staying safe.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Nebraska will dramatically increase the number of people tested for the coronavirus over the next few weeks using a program that was recently launched in Utah and Iowa. Governor Pete Ricketts is urging residents to visit testnebraska.com, a website that will allow them to get a free voluntary health assessment. People who have symptoms, have been exposed to the coronavirus, or who have traveled to hotspots will be eligible for free drive-through testing. The partnership with a coalition of private companies will allow the state to test up to 3,000 residents per day in about 5 weeks, up from its current average of 600 to 800 tests. A new report says the owners and regulators of a Nebraska dam that failed last year underestimated the potential for it to cause life-threatening damage. A man who lived downstream from Spencer Dam died when it failed during an icy flood in March of last year. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board Monday approved moving 2020 graduation to Sunday, July 26th at 2:30 in the Junior Senior High Activity Center. The 2020 Valley Heights graduation has been rescheduled for Saturday, July 25th at 11 a.m. It's hoped that by this time some of the social gathering restrictions will be released. Officials do note that some accommodation from traditional commencement may have to be adopted in order to meet crowd size restrictions. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week heard the Public Works Administrator advise the landfill is still open to commercial accounts only, limiting the need for face-to-face contact. The landfill will likely remain closed to the general public until at least the end of the month. A pre-construction meeting with the architect to finalize paperwork for the upcoming construction and demolition pit was held. Estimated start date has been pushed back to May 1st. Work has begun on the road back to the location for the new pit. Public Works Administrator received an email from engineers regarding the bridge north of Waterville, recommending fixing the abutments only, with plans to bid the work out in May. Fixing the abutments will extend the life of the bridge by several years. Marshall County is planning on applying for a grant this fall that will allow construction of a new bridge within the next few years. NextEra Energy will be starting discussions with the county soon regarding agreements and etc. with attorneys for the Irish Creek Wind Farm project. Land acquisition is moving forward. They're implementing as much virtual contact as possible with landowners, and when the situation arises, and are adhering to the CDC recommended social distancing. They hope to have all land acquisitions completed by the end of the year. Environmental studies will begin soon to check elevations, etc. These studies will begin on properties where right-of-way has already been obtained and will follow up with the wind farm use and agreement. A boundary map for the project will be provided commissioners soon. Agency on Aging advised $60,000 has been awarded to the Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging and will be split among six or seven counties with distribution through September 2021. Marshall County will receive 100% of transportation expenses incurred from March 1st through June 30th from the Department of Transportation to help offset loss of revenue due to the COVID-19 outbreak. Washington County Commissioners at their meeting last week discussed the expanded travel ban implemented by the Health Department. A number of citizen concerns have been heard, but consensus was the effort was to protect the public and the restrictions would remain in place. Following discussion with the county attorney, a resolution was adopted for Washington County personnel regarding in-state and out-of-state travel. The county clerk spoke of advanced voting considerations in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Commissioners asked the deputy treasurer how the office is handling tax collections with the county offices closed. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last week conducted mostly routine business. Discussion continued on renewal of a neighborhood revitalization program. A resolution was passed unanimously allowing commissioners to meet biweekly until further notice during the coronavirus pandemic. The next County Commissioners meeting in Nemahal County is Monday, April 27. Lola L. Danielson, age 84, of Randolph, passed away Monday. Private graveside service will be held at the Riverside Cemetery in Waterville. A memorial service at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville, will be held at a later date. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lola Danielson. Denny L. Holly, age 77, of rural Hiawatha, passed away Sunday. Private graveside service is planned Friday at the Mount Hope Cemetery at Hiawatha. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 4, at the Chapel Oaks Funeral Home of Hiawatha, in charge of arrangements for Denny Holly. Lola M. Holson, age 88, of Wymore, passed away Sunday. Private memorial graveside services will be held at a later date at the Wymore Cemetery, with the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Lola Holson.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham and Swiss on whole wheat, cheeseburger soup, celery and carrots, and grapes. Tomorrow, hamburger gravy, mashed potatoes, peas, a whole wheat roll, and plums. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Wednesday, we have a stationary boundary across the upper parts of the Midwest. Some areas going to see a chance for some isolated rain and snow showers across the southern parts of the United States. We have a low pressure system moving across the area, which is going to bring scattered rain showers and thunderstorms across the central parts of the Midwest as we head through the day and into tonight. We'll see a break for tomorrow before another system moves through, bringing more chances of showers and thunderstorms Thursday night through the end of the week. Otherwise, temperatures not bad. We'll see temperatures in the 60s and 70s. So across that area, cloudy skies, isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, lower 70s. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, then partly cloudy skies overnight, upper 40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the upper 70s. And tomorrow night into Friday, chance for some more storms. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late April, 68. Record high on this date, 82 in 1990. The average low 42, record low is 28 in 1992. Sunset this evening 8:12, sunrise in the morning at 6:37. 53 degrees, winds out of a south-southeast around 5 miles an hour. Light scattered showers mostly across the southern part of our listening area along the southern part of Marshall County. A little bit heavier thunder showers out to the west of Clay Center along U.S. Highway 24. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 22nd of April. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Click it, then get it. That's all you need to do to grocery shop with Cromie's Market in Hanover. Go to cromiesmarket.com, pick your Hanover store, then click on your groceries. Choose your pickup time, pay online, then just pull up to the door. No need to even leave your car. They bring out your order curbside. Easy, safe, convenient grocery shopping. Click it and get it with Cromie's Market in Hanover.
A blockbuster trade in the NFL. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Rob Gronkowski says he's ready to return to the NFL. League sources tell ESPN's Adam Schefter the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have acquired Gronkowski and a 2020 seventh-round pick from the New England Patriots in exchange for this year's fourth-round pick. Gronkowski will reunite with Tom Brady, who signed his own two-year $50 million deal in free agency last month. Gronk's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, spoke about what motivated the five-time Pro Bowler to end his 13-month retirement on SportsCenter.
Shortly after Tom Brady went to Tampa, Rob and I had a conversation that this is a situation that would be appealing to him. Obviously, this was a deal that New England had to feel good about, Tampa had to feel good about. This wasn't just about Rob.
ESPN's Lewis Riddick says he was surprised by the about-face.
It seemed like football was the furthest thing from his mind. It just seemed like he really had no interest in going back, especially going back to New England.
This is ABC Sports. As quarterback Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys continue to work out the details on a long-term deal, first-year head coach Mike McCarthy would not get into whether Prescott was a voluntary participant in the team's virtual off-season program. But McCarthy did say Prescott has been communicating with the new coaching staff. In a conference call with reporters, owner and general manager Jerry Jones says he's not sure if and when Prescott will sign the team's exclusive franchise tag.
It's not in a list of priorities, as you could imagine, with everything that we all are dealing with, as well as what we're doing with the draft. I don't have a time frame.
With the NFL set to conduct this year's draft remotely in less than 48 hours, Detroit Lions GM Bob Quinn says the team's IT director will be stationed outside his home for all 3 days of the draft. With no enforceable restrictions in place on large gatherings in South Dakota, Park Jefferson Motor Speedway says it will hold the Open Wheels International on Saturday with ticket sales capped at 700. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
I take great pride in my lawn. My Raptor zero-turn mower from Hustler gives me the perfectly manicured cut I want. With the power, strength, and speed of a professional zero-turn mower, I quickly maneuver around obstacles with ease, allowing me to maneuver around life's most difficult obstacle, time. Hustler Turf, quality tools designed to improve quality of life.
Find the entire line of Hustler residential and commercial zero-turn mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Lawmakers reached an agreement yesterday to allow agriculture to participate in the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, or EIDL. The agreement, part of a larger deal, a $484 billion coronavirus package to extend the Paycheck Protection Program. This agreement also includes funds for small lenders and community banks, funds for national coronavirus testing, and funding for hospitals. The bill includes an additional $60 billion for economic injury disaster loan program. Senator John Hoeven, Republican of North Dakota, said farmers and ranchers are working hard to continue providing nation with food, fuel, and fiber. This is one way it can help support them during the pandemic. Now, this provision means ag businesses can now apply for low-interest loans through the program. They also qualify for the $10,000 emergency grant. To be eligible, ag businesses will have to show that they've been hurt by the economic downturn caused by the coronavirus, and probably should do that soon, as some are speculating that money could all be gone in a matter of 72 hours. And a group of 36 Democratic senators led by Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan urging the Trump administration to protect essential workers in the food supply chain. There have been numerous reports of essential workers in meatpacking plants and processing facilities, farms, grocery stores, and markets falling ill from COVID-19. Now, some workers have reportedly felt pressured to go to work even when feeling sick. Also, serious concerns about the health of farm workers who often work, live, and travel in close proximity, making social distancing very difficult. The letter to the administration from the senator says it's vital. We do everything we can to protect food supply workers. The senators say breakdowns in the food supply chain could have significant economic impacts to both consumers and agricultural producers. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit hpmhc.com today.
Hello and good Wednesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, first, we'll give you a nice recap of how things went down yesterday through the ag commodity markets, and it was a mixed to mostly lower day. Once again, oil prices plummeted, stock markets finishing mostly lower due to those oil prices mainly, and the ag commodities were mixed to mostly lower. Through the grains, we did see some nice rebound at midday to where Kansas City wheat did see some slight gain. Chicago and spring wheat still in the red, though May Kansas City wheat at $4.90 56 and three quarters. That was up 1.5 at the close. July up 1.75 to 504. Corn, though, did finish a bit lower. May corn down a nickel to 309 and a quarter. July also down to 5 cents to 317 and three quarters. Soybeans made a nice rebound at midday to see May beans finish up 4.25 to 830 and three quarters. July beans up 4.5 to 840 and three quarters. May soybean meal also up 350 to 289.10. July up 370 to 294.50. However, soybean oil down 63 points at the close to 25.35. Cotton complex also in the red yesterday. May cotton finishing down 72 points to 53.31, with July down 71 at also 53.31. Into the livestock, mostly lower numbers. However, May lean hogs do finish up 367 at the close at 44.27. June up $1.85 to 48.10, but losses from there on. April live cattle down $1.92 to 91.60. June drops at 102 to 84.07, and feeders also in the red. April down 42 to 117.90, with May down 52 to 116.75. Again, oil prices plummet, seeing May go off the board at $10 and a penny per barrel. June crude oil sitting at $11.57 a barrel. That was an 8.87 drop. Unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas all sharply lower at the close. Gold down $24 an ounce to 16.78.20. Silver dropped 74 cents to 14.87. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Polansky Seed, Inc., your leading provider of 11 outstanding varieties of sorghum sedan grass and forage sorghums. These include BMR, dry stock, photo period sensitive, dwarf, and conventional hybrids. Contact Polansky Seed or one of over 400 Polansky Seed dealers for the best in forage sorghums. Polansky Seed, your full-line farm and ranch seed provider. See more online at www.polanskyseed.com. Powered by Generations, farming for the future.
Black Velvet Ranch is excited to be offering an outstanding set of high-performance, two-year-old registered Black Angus bulls for sale by private treaty. Visit the ranch northwest of Syracuse, or we can provide videos of the bulls so you can view them at your convenience, as well as we offer free delivery. Give me a call, Aaron Plunkett, Black Velvet Ranch, 620-384-1101, where our information is available at www.blackvelvetranch.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture. What is the plant that covers 25 million acres in the United States and does not feed a soul? The answer after this.
Orion here. And if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
So, what is the plant that covers 25 million acres in the United States and is not eaten, at least by humans? It's grass, lawns. And our lawn and garden expert, Jim Fazell, says it is a special month.
Yes, it is. It's National Lawn Care Month. You know, I need to talk a little bit about how lawns are important in our horticulture endeavors. First of all, it's the number one gardening project. Practically everybody has some lawn, even if they don't have a vegetable or flower garden. And there are 25 million acres of lawns throughout the United States. These are home lawns and some on industrial sites and so forth. Excuse me, but there are over 100 million home lawns in the United States. That's 100 million people that go out every Saturday and cut their grass or have it cut. Over 20 million homes used professional lawn care services last year. Those are people that come out and spray your lawn or mow your grass for you. That's a sizable number of people that are using that kind of service. And the estimated annual expenditure for lawns is in excess of $25 billion a year. That's a big industry. That's bigger than a lot of other agriculture industries, so we can't just say it's really nothing. It is a major part of our agricultural income here in the United States. Well, what do we get for all that time and money we spend? Well, a well-maintained lawn gives you about 10 to 15% increased value in your property. If people go up to buy a house and they look, and the lawn is well, look at the lawn and it's well-maintained, nicely mowed and edged, that adds to the value of the property, because people are going to walk by some that are full of weeds, and yet they look at this one that has a nice lawn, they say, well, gee, maybe we'd like to live in that place. It provides an attractive setting for the home. If the lawn is nicely edged and nicely designed with flowers around it or shrubs around it, it provides an attractive setting. It sets the home off so it looks good. And it provides an attractive surface for outdoor activities. Those of us who play or have played football or work with athletic fields, those of us who have kids in the backyard and so forth, we know that if it's nicely sodded, if it has good grass on it, the kids are not going to come in with as much mud on their feet. It's going to be a lot more comfortable to play on, and it provides you a place where you can have these outdoor activities without having to worry about getting into the muck.
Back after this.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Lewinberger has 25 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Lewinberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647, or home phone is 363-2645.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 53 degrees this hour, highs around 60 on tap. Scattered chance for showers today. A few light scattered showers, mostly south of the county line this hour. A little broader band of activity out north-central Kansas, tracking into the Clay Center area and extending west along Highway 24.
Wednesday, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. After leading the Kansas City Chiefs to their first Super Bowl championship in five decades, quarterback Patrick Mahomes is finally eligible to sign a contract extension this offseason. And while there's no hurry given the fact that Mahomes is entering just his fourth season in the league and the Chiefs could simply pick up his fifth-year option, the reality is both sides are eager to come to terms on what could be a record-setting deal. Much of the Chiefs' draft history, especially when it comes to quarterbacks, has been spotty. Todd Blackledge was possibly their biggest first-round bust when they picked him seventh overall back in 1983. And second-round choices Mike Elkins and Matt Blunden never gave Kansas City the solution behind the center. That didn't happen until the Chiefs traded up to pick Mahomes with the 10th overall choice in the 2017 draft. Mid-America Network Sports.
You've heard east is east and west is west, and never the twain shall meet. Except they do. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
We try to handle the cattle with as much care and ease as we can. It's just the right thing to do. If you don't have the passion for it, the job's not going to get done right. If I would be afraid of consuming our own product, why do I want to produce it for anybody else? By the end of the day, if I feel like I've done all I can, yeah, I'm satisfied.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect, practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 22nd, the 113th day of the year. Musician Peter Frampton shares a birthday with Jack Nicholson, and the New York Yankees permanently adopted their pinstripe uniforms on this day in 1915. Here's some fun trivia for geography buffs. The easternmost point in the U.S. is often cited to be Sail Rock near Lubeck, Maine. Our fact-checking revealed that it is indeed, unless you count Alaska. Here's why. The Alaskan island of Attu is dissected by the 180th meridian, which separates the eastern and western hemispheres. That makes a tiny part of Alaska technically the easternmost point in the U.S., and that gives the state the oddity of having the northernmost, westernmost, and easternmost geographic points in the country. There is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY. Inflatable pool full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. And so began my love affair with water. Riverbank with all my friends, a big old rope tied to a limb, and you're a big old wuss if you don't jump in the water. Yeah, when that summer sun starts to beat down, you don't know what to do. On a beach on spring break, 18 girls up on stage, white t-shirts about to be sprayed with water. Let her go, boys. This time of year is a pair.